Welcome to another edition of the Big Fat Farm Show on KSJD, where we talk about anything farm, fresh, and food related. My name is Sarah Severson. I'll be your host today. Today we have in the studio with us Shane Hale and Kirsten Sackett, city manager and city planner for the city of Cortez. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hey, thanks.
Welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. So let's start with Shane. I want to hear a little bit about some of the initiatives that have been happening in the city over the last year in terms of local food, nutrition, and health.
Sure, although I would almost punt to Kirsten immediately. I don't know.
You're welcome to punt.
I think
to Kirsten.
I think most of the things have been land use related as far as our chicken and community garden. So I'd say take it away, Kirsten.
Okay, great.
So what he's referencing is stuff that we put into our land use code that basically allows community gardens to occur in pretty much every zone in the city. And that just means that a community group can come forward and request that they put a community garden there. And we just basically request that there's a small management plan. We know who's in charge of the garden. And then they can move forward with whatever model they want to. And then even more recently than that was our backyard chicken ordinance. And that allows residents to have up to 6 chickens in the backyard, no roosters. The backyards have to be fenced and they have to have some sort of enclosure. And really, you know, when we looked at it, we decided not to require permits because we felt it would be, people may not want to go through the hassle of that. We wanted to just really see what we may run into or not. And so far, I don't think we've had any more issues than you might have with barking dogs.
Fantastic.
So, well.
And where did those initiatives come from?
Well, a lot of it came from feedback I was receiving as the planner over the years, like, hey, you know, we should have backyard chickens. And then just kind of as people start talking more, the planning commissioners were letting me know, city council members were letting me know. But all along, I was like, we need to hear from the citizens and find out what they want to have. And so when Heart and Soul had some block parties last year, we actually were asking the questions, would you support chickens in backyards, and got some feedback that way as well. And we got a lot of positive feedback that we were then able to share with council and kind of let them know that, yeah, this is something that's supported by community members.
Fantastic. Okay. And what do you see in terms of at the city council meetings, folks showing up, other initiatives that might be coming to the surface? Either one of you.
You know, I'd have to say we don't have a lot of folks just showing up to city council meetings asking for items.
It's pretty quiet over there.
It is really quiet, and I hate to say that because as soon as I do, people are going to start showing up in droves to complain about something. But for the most part, folks are pretty content. They know how to reach council members outside of the meetings. You usually only have people show up if they're having a public hearing mm-hmm. that impacts them. Mm-hmm. But not to say that we're not out there listening, because Heart and Soul is part of the city. You know, it's a grant that we have, and it's really about community listening and engaging and find out what people want. And I will say one of the things that we are hearing through Heart and Soul is that people value being around all the agricultural lands, having access to the local food. They love the farmers market. I hear that all the time. And so what can we as a city do to preserve that access? And then what can we do to support the people in the city limits itself to be growing food for themselves as well.
Fantastic. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Big Fat Farm Show on KSJD. Today we have in the studio with us Shane Hale and Kirsten Sackett, city manager and city planner for the city of Cortez. So, Shane, you have been here a couple of years and then have been in other parts of Colorado also doing city management. Is that true?
That is true.
So what have you seen relative to the other areas that you've been in or other city planners that you may talk to about how the city of Cortez is doing in terms of local food initiatives, health and nutrition movements?
Sure. Yeah, I'd say in Colorado specific, I think that this community is far and away ahead of most communities in Colorado. I think because we are an agricultural community, it's easier for us to embrace that community and help kind of provide an environment in the city where it can also flourish. So when we talk to other communities and they say, well, these are goals that we try to set for healthy food access. We want to get community gardens. You know, we want to have a farmer's market. One of the ideas I heard was allowing the I can't remember the program. It used to be the food stamp program, but now it's the card system.
SNAP.
Yeah, SNAP. Mm-hmm. Thank you. They said, well, geez, you know, maybe a city could encourage a farmer's market to take the SNAP cards. Well, I looked into it. They were already doing that. You know, it's already happening. And I think that between Live Well Colorado and the local food movements, the School to Farm, all of these programs, it's not just the city. I think it's this entire community. It's been a focus and it's been a priority here. And so I wouldn't trade Montezuma County and Cortez for any other community in the state as far as where we are right now.
Fantastic. Kirsten, you've been here for about 8 years. Do you see that those initiatives like Live Well, Montezuma, that's done a lot of local food work, the agricultural community that's been here all along, School to Farm, those sorts of things make a difference in this community over the last 8 years that you've been here?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think that Live Well Montezuma needs to be given a lot of credit for what they've helped steward in our community. People already believed in local food, and we've always had the farmers market, but they've helped kind of bring it to a new level. And they approached me as a city staff member saying, you know what, we need the city's involvement and support of the programs that we're doing. And just since my time here, I've seen, like, Live Well Montezuma approach the Parks and Rec Department, and we now have a garden at the Recreation Center, and it's included as part of the playground days for the kids in the summer, which is really cool. And then we're also just supporting Live Well and other things that they do by allowing staff to work with them and finding the ways that the city can help out. So, for instance, I've been a part of Live Well Montezuma's food task force, and we spent about 2 years interviewing folks, both people buying food and then those growing the food, to find out what they believe about healthy food. And everybody believes in local food. And one thing that's unique here is that they think local food is either grown in Montezuma County or La Plata County.
So very close within the region.
Yeah, you look at some of the other communities and their surveys are showing, well, local food means it was grown in Colorado. So we have a more narrow view because we know it can be grown here and we know we can access it here. And so we're getting the word out there. And Live Well Montezuma has supported the farm to school programs. We got local food in the schools now, in Mancos and Dolores, and we now have it at the Cortez Middle School. The hospital's starting to use local food, and they've instituted a local bid system for the schools to be able to purchase from the local growers, which it's all amazing, and I've seen all this happen just probably within the last 4 years, mm-hmm. and I love being part of that.
What do you think the impact of that more local food in the schools, education around food, local food in the hospitals. What type of impact are either of you seeing in terms of that actually having that type of produce and then also having the education that comes along with it? Do you think it really makes a difference?
Well, I certainly do. I think, you know, I would just take it closer to home. I've got my sons will be 2 and 5 respectively this month. So I'll just say the 5-year-old now. He's kind of finicky. He'll curl up his nose. You know, if it's not mac and cheese, he's going to be suspect of what he's eating. And so we'll say, well, you know, have a tomato. And he'll say, no, I don't like tomatoes. We'll say, no, Sawyer, that's our tomato. We grew that in our garden. And then he eats it, you know. And so I think that just having him out in the garden with us, helping harvest that crop, all of a sudden all these veggies become something that he'll eat. And so I think that in a bigger sense, I know that there's a lot of middle school kids and high school kids that maybe haven't been around a lot of local produce. You know, I mean, the food is something you get in a can or out of a jar. And so just getting a lot more, I guess, kind of back to basics and back to earth and showing them, no, this is what a zucchini looks like, you know, and, oh, well, I guess back up, this is a zucchini. This is what it looks like. You might have tasted one breaded and fried at a restaurant at some point, but this is what it looks like. I think that does matter. Yeah. And, you know, at the hospital, you know, what better place to have local food? I mean, people are there because they're sick. You know, last thing you want to do is just give them fried donuts or whatever on earth these. So, and same things at the schools. I think, you know, if you want to teach a child how to eat healthy and good habits, that's the time to start. You know, by the time it's an old man like me, you know, we're lost. If we don't know by now, we'll never learn.
Thank God for your children.
Yes.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more of the Big Fat Farm Show on KSJD. We're back with more of the Big Fat Farm Show on KSJD. Today we're talking with Shane Hale and Kirsten Sackett, city manager and city planner for the city of Cortez. Kirsten, I want to hear a little bit about, you took a trip to Portland and saw some interesting local food initiatives and health and nutrition initiatives. So give us a few examples of some things that we could be doing around here.
All right. Well, that was a pretty fun trip, and it was for a food conference, and it was paid for with grant funds for me to get there. But I got to go on a few field trips to see some local community gardens, and one of them was on some county-owned land, and it was being farmed by what was in there was a volunteer that was coordinating everything, but everyone else that farmed it was actually people that had committed crimes, and they were doing their restitution by farming, and then they would produce the food, they would harvest it, and they would go sell it at the farmer's market, and any money they made would actually be paid back to their victims as restitution. That one was really cool. And then I saw another farm where it was more a learning farm, and they would bring students there on field trips all the time. But that one was more of a true community garden where the people that signed up to be part of it, they would be assigned certain hours to go work each week. And at the end of the year, they all shared in the yield. But, like, they were also told, okay, today you need to take care of the chickens, and when you leave, you get to take a dozen eggs with you. And it was right across the street from, it was on a busy road, and there was just single-family houses right across the street from there. And I saw several examples of that. It was just kind of exciting to see the different ways that they were turning unused land into usable space. That second farm was really what they considered a wetlands, where you couldn't really build. They had kind of a little bit of a greenhouse up on the higher portion of the land, but a lot of it was considered unbuildable, yet they turned it to good use. So there's a lot of models out there that we could, you know, follow if we chose to.
And how do those models happen? Obviously, you know, your plates are full with lots of details around the city. In terms of starting up initiatives, is it something that the citizens just wait for the city planners and the city council to come up with, or where do they come from?
Well, I think they really are citizen-driven. I mean, Kirsten had mentioned earlier the community gardens and the backdoor chickens. You know, those were good examples of things that people had just approached council about, approached city council, or the city council, city planning commission, city staff, and said, why can't we have chickens here? And, geez, I don't have a good answer for you. I don't know why we can't have that. Let's kind of take it up through the process. So, when we're in a room and it's planning and zoning or city council, you've got 7-8 people in the room who I think are working hard and want to reflect the community's values but may not know everything that's out there. So we really do look to the citizens to let us know where they'd like us to take our policies. So I certainly hope they're not just sitting back waiting for us to divine what they would like, because we may guess wrong.
And I'd just throw in there that it takes a lot of collaboration, because maybe the city needs to be involved a little bit, but you also need to have the property owner with the land, and you need to have some passionate community members willing to, like, be volunteers and maybe start up a program and then take the initiative to look for grant funding to maybe turn it into, like, paid positions. But a lot of it's just really about community members believing in something and making it happen and working together.
And that's how the backyard chickens and the community garden happen, correct?
Pretty much.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. Step by step. That's exciting. Let's talk a little bit about Heart and Soul, because that connects to knowing what the citizens are interested in. Can you give us any, like, a background on Heart and Soul to begin with? What is the Heart and Soul grant program?
Well, the Heart and Soul process is a 2-year grant that the city received from the Orton Family Foundation. It was $100,000 over a 2-year period, and the whole goal was to just find new and innovative ways to engage the public, get them to start telling us what they like, what they love and value, what they'd like to improve here. So Heart and Soul here has been collecting information for the past year and a half. And, you know, we're about to share that back in a community summit, and I'll just plug it real quick. On Saturday, this coming up Saturday, at the Recreation Center in the gym from 3 to 6, we're going to be holding a community summit to share back what we've heard and begin prioritizing for the future. It's a free event, free food, free childcare, and we're going to try to make it really fun. But we're going to share back what we've heard and say, hey, now that we know this, what are some really cool things we could do to make sure we preserve what you love? And I will just point out that, as I said before, people love being surrounded by agriculture, having access to that, the opportunity to buy local foods, be around it and grow their own foods. And so what can we as a city do to help preserve that?
And that's going to come from the citizens, from the folks that are showing up at Heart and Soul on Saturday.
Yeah, we need people to tell us, okay, now that we know this, how do we move forward?
Yeah, fantastic. Sounds like a great program. And who went for that grant? Was that the city?
The city applied for it and got the grant, but it was in collaboration with several other nonprofits. So I worked with several other nonprofits, including like the school district, MNPC, SWOs, a local restaurant owner. Various people helped actually put the narrative together, mm-hmm. and I submitted it for the city.
Great. Well, if you're just tuning in, we're talking with Shane Hale and Kirsten Sackett, city manager and city planner for the city of Cortez. We're running the Big Fat Farm Show this morning. So let's talk a little bit about, Shane, your background as a kid. Did you grow up with good health and nutrition, a big backyard garden or on a farm, or were you an urban?
Well, no, I grew up in Canyon City. So, you know, I was Southern Colorado, and I think we did have some agricultural in Fremont County, although not near to the extent that Montezuma County has. But I think my mom was kind of a product of the 70s mom, which is just, you know, fast and quick. And she, you know, it was a single mom, and she worked. And so I'd say, no, I don't think that I don't remember really having a garden until later in life. And so, no, I was a processed food kid mostly.
And what makes you believe in the local food initiative then?
Well, I think having kids myself now, you know, it really is nothing brought it to focus more for me until I had a baby that was eating food. And I thought, my gosh, I want to know what this kid's eating. You know, it's a lot more, you know, the whole world is a lot more real when you have children in it. You know, things you take a lot more seriously, and certainly food is one of those things. And so once we had our baby, gosh, it was to me, I think that there's two steps. You have the organic food movement, and then I think even better than that is the local food movement, because you know you can see that tomato, you can see the zucchini, you can see that cow or whatever. So that's what brought it into focus for me.
Great. Well, thanks. We're running out of time. Any more information that you want to share in terms of if citizens want to get involved or bring up an initiative, what's the first step that they can do?
Well, just give us a call or show up at a meeting. You know, they can write a letter to the editor, but we actually accept mail at the city as well. So if people would like to bring up something, our ears are open.
Great. And what's the phone number for that?
My direct line is 564-4005.
And mine is 564-4049. And you can always email heartandsoulcortez @gmail.com or show up to the community summit on Saturday, 3 to 6 at the Rec Center.
Great. Fantastic. Thanks so much for coming in, Shane and Kirsten.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You're listening to the Big Fat Farm Show on KSJD. Tune in 2 weeks on November 26th at 8:30 a.m. for the next edition, where we'll be talking with two producers who have started a vegetable production business through the incubator program at the Old Fort Lewis grounds in Hesperus. I'm Sarah Severson, your host, signing off saying friend a farmer this week. Thanks for listening and have a great day.